Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、Sendai観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、アメリカ出身のタイラーと、
ニュージーランド出身のエイジと、
エジプト出身のアゼンです。
今月のテーマは春の楽しみと準備についてです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Azim and I'm from Egypt.
This month's topic is the preparation and joys of spring.So thank you too for joining me here on this chilly morning. We got a little bit of snowfall, but hopefully you guys didn't slip and slide too much on your way here. But we do have something to look forward to rather soon, and that is spring. So here in Japan, spring marks the start of a variety of things. For schools, it's the beginning of the new year. There are also university students, and then those starting a new job who have to move far away and start their new lives.Which brings us to this month's topic, preparation and enjoying spring. My first question to you two would be how you guys enjoy spending this transient spring season. Why don't we start off with Hazen? What are you looking forward to doing in spring?
Of course, Hanami. That's one thing to do here in Sendai. It's a little bit chilly in spring too, but yeah, I'm looking forward to go for it again, butThis year also we still have the coronavirus, so like last year, like you'll do Hanami yourself, like no big gatherings, I think. It's gonna be also very limited celebrations, but I'm looking forward to see the Sakura and enjoy the warmer weather in spring too.
Yeah, well at least, I don't know, maybe they can do like an online Hanami.You put a nice little picture of Sakura background.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
People, I think, might be doing that. I know there's going to be a few cheaters out there who are taking advantage of other people's kindness who are probably going to be out there having parties anyway. But that is really is a wonderful thing about Japan. Like in my country, for instance, you can't drink alcohol outside. And here in Japan, everybody has all their alcohol and their, you know, they have their sake and everything and drinking it and having a lot of fun.So it really is a nice, interesting, unique Japanese experience. So hopefully, at some point, if our listeners live here long enough, they have a chance to go out and enjoy Hanami for themselves. So how about you, Paige? What are you looking forward to doing?
Definitely Hanami. Definitely spring weather. It's been a very rough winter this year, a lot of snow. So I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more sunshine and seeing some, you know, pretty flowers. It's a really beautiful, forest or park, but there's like a nationally run garden out in West Sendai, I think. Mm-hmm. And they have really beautiful flowers every season, so I'm looking forward to going there and getting out and taking some pictures.
The four seasons of Japan obviously are very wonderful, and each one is unique and has its own good parts and bad parts. But after, like Paige said, we have a very long, colder than usual winter which hit us. I think everyone's probably beginning a little stir crazy, especially with the coronavirus, and wants to go out there and see some little bit of greenery, and of course the wonderful Sakura. Back at home in your home countries, I'm sure you too have some sort of special events or traditional events, or maybe some sort of customs that you have during spring. So Hazen, what do you have in Egypt for a traditional event?
Yeah, like in Japan, in Egypt too, we celebrate spring.You know, in Egypt we have the Nile River, right?
Oh, yes.
And it's pretty long one, covers from north to south of the country. So mainly it's all about the Nile River and food. So you take a boat and do a short Nile cruise and then go and to the nearest parks and start eating the salted fish. It's like a seasonal food for the spring time.We have also for kids in spring, we have the tradition of making boiling eggs and coloring it for children. Mm. So we have the specific dyes, like kind of like a henna thing, but you dye the egg with it and kids start like using pencils and drawing and And today we have competitions for that too, so it's really fun for kids. And
yeah, we actually have something similar in America where we also have eggs that we boil and paint in color, and we have certain dyes, and there's little sets you can buy in supermarkets, and that's always really fun to do. Especially as a child, doing that is fun, but then we also hide them around different places, and we have competitions to see who can find the largest number of eggs that are hidden.
Sometimes it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's just done within a family, and maybe you'll just hide it around the house. And then they also have very large, almost like a big competition, where you might have an entire park or outdoor area which has all these eggs hidden around. And sometimes we use fake eggs that have candy inside of it.
So, we do that too actually recently.
Is this during Easter?
It's like Easter, Easter time.
Okay.
20% of the Egyptian, around 30% of the Egyptians are Christians. So also it's like a combined celebration of Christian Easter and spring. It's pretty nice too.
Yeah, unfortunately in America, I think most people probably forget that it has anything to do with religion and Christianity at all, and it's more just about finding eggs and eating all these different types of sweets and chocolates and stuff that's all Easter themed. So how about you, Paige? What are some traditional things you have in New Zealand?
Not necessarily traditional to New Zealand, but we normally have Japan festivals in the spring because Sakura. In March, April, we have Easter, so people start buying making hot cross buns. And we have like the Easter celebrations, but definitely I think of daffodil flowers. Sui sen. I think that's the one thing that really comes to mind for me for spring, especially because where I used to work back in New Zealand had sakura trees, and then underneath were all of the just like a big field of daffodils.
So we spoke a little bit about things we were looking forward to this spring, but with this also comes preparations that need to be done before or after these fun occasions. As I'm sure our listeners are aware, springtime is the peak moving season in Japan, as the migration of university students and new employees who have been transferred takes place. So do you guys have a mass sort of movement during spring back in your home country of people who are moving during a certain time?
In New Zealand, the only mass migration is for university, I think, especially because New Zealand only has 8 universities, I think. So there's like other institutes, of course, that aren't classed as universities, but most people will move in January or February to start university, unless they live with their family in the right city. It's a very, very stressful time because everyone is looking for housing, and so you basically have to fight with landlords and offer them more money for the property so that you can get it.
That's pretty tough for students,
I think. It's really, really tough for students, and of course you normally get together with a group of about 7 people and you share a house. It's very stressful, and you have to go to like all these house viewings, because if you don't go, they won't consider you because they haven't met you before.
Speaking of stressful moves, and I'm sure you had to make many different preparations before moving to this country. So if you could just talk a little bit about any happy or tough memories that you had when you were first preparing to move to Japan. So starting maybe with Paige.
I had a very stressful time. I was living with a partner at the time, and he had just moved to Japan. I had a phone call saying, okay, you're moving to Japan in a month. So I had to sell everything that I owned, my car, my furniture, basically anything that wasn't mine or being put into storage. I had to get rid of that all by myself. It was quite stressful. So it was very, very limited time. I was also working at the same time, so it was pretty stressful. So I can't imagine what moving within Japan is like.
How about when you came here? What's like when you came to Japan? Was it easy to find an apartment?
I was lucky because my apartment was decided for me, and it already had furniture. So I already had like a rice cooker, and I had like a fridge and a burner and a couch.
I'll take it from here because I had the the stress of moving in here, like when you move here, it's you just like you get the apartment and it's empty, right?
Yeah, no curtains.
No, nothing.
No lights. You have to buy your own lights sometimes.
Only the air conditioner, right? And you have to start from the gas stove, right? And like furnishing it like piece by piece. Yes, you like search for like cheap stuff and used stuff, right? And you literally like furnish the house like piece by piece, and that takes a lot of time and effort, and especially if you don't have a car, like for transporting the big stuff like washing machine or other big stuff. So it's not easy, I'd say.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know the language, that's also.
I guess, have you moved within Sendai before, has it?
Once.
Oh,
like the apartment I got, took me like 1 month to find it. And I went to the Photosan, the landlord, that's like a company, and I made the contract. I got help from the university to that. That was good, like for translation of the contract and stuff like that. So having the university backing me up was a pretty good deal.
And you probably had to go and do like a lot of procedures at the ward office as well?
Yes, like to change the address. Yeah. That takes like also like you have to go like take some morning to do that.
And there are several things you need to bear in mind moving to Japan and also within the country after you've been here for a while. So firstly and most importantly is making sure to complete all the necessary procedures. All residents of Japan are required to report to the ward office when moving out of or into a new home, regardless of their nationality. And for foreigners such as ourselves, we are required to have the address on our residence card updated and entered onto the card. Unfortunately, ward offices are not open for these procedures on weekends or holidays. Additionally, March and April are particularly busy months for the ward office counters, so make sure that you complete all of these procedures as soon as possible. Before moving, you will need to complete procedures for gas, electricity, and water services. These procedures can be started approximately 5 days before moving into your new home by contacting and signing contracts with an electricity company, the gas bureau, and water bureau. Those who wish to have an internet connection will need to contact their internet service provider and inform them of their change in address or notify them of cancellation. National health insurance and taxes are also due in the spring and must of course be paid. Every resident of Japan is required to be enrolled in both the national health insurance and pension systems. These systems provide medical care and welfare benefits for citizens, meaning that everybody has to pay their share. There are payment deadlines for all of the mentioned systems, so take care to make sure that they are paid in a timely fashion. Notifications for pension are sent out to citizens in April, and notifications for national health insurance and municipal taxes are sent out in June. So make sure to try not to ignore these notifications and ensure that they are paid, as they are very important. If you are unsure of what to do with the notification, make sure to check it with a Japanese friend or talk to the fine folks at the Sendai Multicultural Center who can help you translate and, of course, interpret if you needed to as well. So that's about all we have for today in today's edition of Hello Sendai. We'll see you next time.